House Bill 1005, an act to prohibit the discharge of a firearm within 660 feet of an occupied dwelling, church, schoolhouse, or certain livestock while on certain public waters, and to provide a penalty.
House Bill 1005 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Oh, Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. House Bill 1005 was a bill that started out from the Interim Ag and Natural Resources Committee from the summer study. It originally was strictly a safety measure, and what remains of the bill today is still a safety measure, although it's not all there anymore. Originally, the bill said that we would restrict the hunting on water to within 600, no hunting within 660 feet of an occupied home, church, schoolhouse, or livestock. That has since been changed. It went through a series of changes up in the House Ag Committee, and now that restriction of 660 feet is restricted to the portion of water that is over privately owned property. In other words, flooded land over privately owned property. It is still a bill that will have some significance, but as a safety issue, it has lost much of its significance. I'm going to ask you to vote for this bill, even though it does not do what was originally intended, to provide that safety issue next to any of those occupied dwellings, no matter whose water it was. I think once we pass this bill, we are just saying to ourselves that a hunter on public water that's over game, fish, and park land or state land is going to be a safe hunter, and that one that's over privately inundated land is not a safe hunter. I don't like the implications specifically of what we're doing here, but it's the best we can do at this point. Game, Fish, and Parks has changed the bill with their amendments, and this is what has come out of the House and through the Senate. So at this point, I would ask that you vote for it. I wish it were a little stronger. I think shooting within 660 foot of an occupied dwelling, church, or otherwise is a safety issue that should be, and I think is necessary to pertain to all water. That's not the case in this bill. One thing that it does do, it does allow in the bill for permission to be granted, then they could hunt anywhere within or close to those dwellings, and also a violation of this section is a Class 2 misdemeanor. I would ask you to support the bill.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before
Madam President,
Senator
can I ask
Evers.
A question?
State your question.
Tell me if you could, Senator Simmons, and I know it's hard to encompass all the laws that are on the books, but how does this differ from statutes that we currently have in place?
Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Senator Evers. The only statute that's been in place that pertains to 660 feet is that is along of a right-of-way, and in fact pertained to a dry right-of-way, because if it had water in it, it would not have applied. So that's the only issue that's on the statute book today. This moves that over to water.
Senator Everts, anything else?
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you for the answer.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1005. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Albers?
No.
Apa?
Yes.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennert? Dietrich Larry.
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer.
Aye.
Drake.
Aye.
Duxbury.
Aye.
Everest.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hagen. Hangey. Ham. Senator Ham. Senator Hutmacher. Cleven,
aye.
Hetzel.
Aye.
Koskin.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
What happened here? Staggers.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Vitter.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Senator Hange. Senator Hamm. Madam President, ayes 31, nays 1, excused 3.
House Bill 1005 has received a majority vote of the members-elect, is declared passed.